Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to the tiny community of Lake Minchumina in Interior Alaska.
My name is Charles Draper. Town is Lake Minchumina, Alaska. Very centered geographically of the state. And we have a good view of Denali and the Alaska Range. This winter, there's 12 full-time residents. Well, we're not really in the mountains, but we have mountain weather due to the close, range. We're about 75, 80 miles from Denali. And we have a lot in common with the Denali National Park as far as scenery and wildlife. We're not in the park, we're on the border of the preserve. So we got wolves and fox and lynx and marten and beaver trappers here. We've got a mail plane twice a week, and that's mainly when we see each other. We have telephones, and if we want to talk or visit, we usually call before we go over to other people's houses. And we can show up, though. It's not a surprise to have somebody show up to visit or stop by when they're on the way to the trap line or something. It's a lot of work just hauling water and keeping the fire going and cutting wood. And there's time for trapping and exploring and boating in the summer, and the Muddy River leads out of here. It's the main river access, and people can use that to come and go. It's just my kind of ideal lifestyle here.
Charles Draper maintains the local runway, and he volunteers at Lake Minchumina's library. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@aprn.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Annie Ropeek, Kristen Platt, and Monica Goki. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Annie Feit.